Good afternoon, everybody. A good Erev Shabbos. As we all know, now is the vacation season in many of our schools and many of our yeshivas, many communities, and people are traveling. And all kinds of shilas come up when we go on vacations. But perhaps this one that we're going to discuss today is something that many of us have never even thought about. And that is what I find to be a fascinating discussion by Rabbi Akiva Eiger. So the story begins as follows. The question that we're going to discuss is, must I take down my mezuzahs when I go on vacation and put them back up on my home when I return? Now that sounds like a strange question, but let's begin from where the whole sugya starts. And that is in Shulchan Aruch, Yaradeya Hilchas Mezuzah, Simen Reish Pei Hei. Over there, the Shulchan Aruch tells us about the significance, the importance of the mitzvah mezuzah. And he writes, Mitzvah Saseh, Lichtov Parsha Shema, Vahayim Shamoa. We have an obligation to write the Parsha of Shema, as well as Vahayim Shamoa. And after writing them on parchment, I have an obligation to affix them on the doorpost of my home. Now, the Rama there obviously tells us that it doesn't just mean on the front door of the home, it means on all of the doorways of my home that lean into many different areas of the house. Vitzarach lizaher ba mi'od, says the Shulchan Aruch, it is important that we really be vigilant about the mitzvah mezuzah. V'chal hazahir ba ya'arichu bo yamav v'yamei banav. If I am careful and I make sure to fulfill the mitzvah of mezuzah properly, I will be guaranteed an arichas yamim, that I will have a long life, v'yamei banav, and my children will have a long life as well. On the other side, says the Shulchan Aruch, eino zahir ba, if a person is not so careful to fulfill the mitzvah of mezuzah, rachmana litzlan yiskatsru, it can potentially lead somebody's life to be impacted negatively. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says, which means to tell us that this is a very significant, a very important mitzvah that we must all do our best to fulfill. Now the Rama there describes a very unusual situation. And he says, what happens if a person has very limited funds? And that person has to make a choice. He has to triage. Am I going to buy, with the limited amount of money that I have, will I buy a pair of tefillin? Or should I use the money to buy a mezuzah to put on the door? And that is the question that the person is faced with. On the one hand, the mezuzah is something that is only on my house. The tefillin is something that I wear on my body. So maybe tefillin should be better than mezuzah. On the other hand, we should say that maybe the mezuzah is something that we do every day of the week. On Shabbos as well, we fulfill the mitzvah of mezuzah, whereas the mitzvah of tefillin, we do not do on Shabbos. So maybe tefillin should be more important. And there are many, many different factors to try to calculate which one is more important and which one should a person choose to spend the money on. That's discussed in the Rama there. Very, very interesting discussion. The bottom line that the Rama says is, I should buy a pair of tefillin and not a mezuzah. So although we just said that the mitzvah of mezuzah is very significant, is very, very important, it still does not mean that you don't have to make other calculations and take in other factors into consideration as well. And there the Rama says, for a reason that he describes, the mitzvah of tefillin, if I only have limited money, the mitzvah of tefillin would come before fulfilling the mitzvah of mezuzah. And as we know, the Gemara tells us in a number of places that our mitzvah of mezuzah is one that we have only when I own a home. When I own a home, I have to put a mezuzah on it. So for example, let's say a person, God forbid, is homeless, and he doesn't really have a home. He doesn't live anywhere. He lives on the street. Would I have an obligation to buy a house in order to fulfill the mitzvah of mezuzah? And the assumption is no. The only time that I have to put up a mezuzah is uchsavtam al mezuzos beisecha uvisharecha. It's only when I have a home, so then I have an obligation to put up a mezuzah. But if I do not own a home, I have no obligation to go ahead and buy the house in order to fulfill the mitzvah of mezuzah. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes a very similar concept. We know that there's a mitzvah of tzedakah. What if a person does not have extra money to give to tzedakah? Do I have an obligation to go take a job in order that I should be able to have enough money to give away to tzedakah? Or do you say no, tzedakah is only for people who have enough money to give away? But if I just have barely enough to support my own family, it's not necessarily the case that I have an obligation to go out and find a different job where I'll be paid more money in order that I should be able to give tzedakah. There are some mitzvahs that we have an obligation to do regardless, and there are some mitzvahs that we only have an obligation to fulfill if we have certain criteria that we meet in our lives. So when understanding the mitzvah of mezuzah, there's a critical detail that is mentioned in three different places in Shas. And each one of these locations is talking about a very different idea, but they all bring out the very same point. Number one, we have a Gemara Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. Many of the sugyas, many of the discussions in Maseches Avodah Zarah are about the relationship between Jews and non-Jews. It's about the relationship when we live in Eretz Yisrael. It's about the relationship when we live in Chutz La'aretz. And it tells us how we are supposed to live with each other, how we're supposed to interact with one another. And that's where the Gemara talks about the laws of Bishul Akum. That's where the Gemara talks about Pas Akum. That's where the Gemara talks about all the different ideas that relate to the interaction, to the relationship that we have between Jews and non-Jews in many different areas of our lives. And this Gemara is no different. The Gemara says in Maseches Avodah Zarah, am I allowed to rent out a home or a field in Eretz Yisrael to a non-Jew? So I'm a homeowner, and part of my business is that I rent out my house to other people. Am I allowed to go and give that rental to a non-Jew who's an upstanding, wonderful non-Jew, but he is not a Jew? Am I allowed to do that or not? And the Gemara says, what about renting out one of my fields? I give it to somebody and I want him to rent it from me for the year. Am I allowed to do that or not? So the Gemara says, when it comes to fields, we are not allowed to do so because of two reasons. Number one, the Torah says, lo sechanim, which means I'm not allowed to give away a part of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, if I rent out a part of Eretz Yisrael to a non-Jew in the field, that would be a violation of Lo Sechanim, which really gets into an issue. Next year, as we know, we're going to be observing Shemitah once again, and that is a very complicated issue when we know that there's such a thing as a Heter Mechira, when we sell part of the land to a non-Jew who's willing to buy it from us, and that is a problem. How are we allowed to sell parts of Eretz Yisrael when the Torah says specifically that we have a prohibition of Lo Sechanim, which means that we are not allowed to give away land in Eretz Yisrael to a non-Jew? So that's problem number one. The Gemara says, I'm not allowed to rent out a field to a non-Jew because of Lo Sechanim. Number two, the Gemara says, because while a Jew owned the field, there was an obligation of Truma and Meiser. But now that the Jew is relinquishing his ownership and giving it to a non-Jew, there's no longer going to be Meiser taken away from all of the produce of that field. Okay. Now the Gemara says, let's think about whether I'm allowed to rent out a home to a non-Jew in Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara says, well, number one, you have the same problem of Lo Sechanim. Same way I'm not allowed to rent out my field to a non-Jew because of Lo Sechanim. I'm also not allowed to give away my house to a non-Jew because of Lo Sechanim. And number two, the Gemara says, now, if I rent the home out to a non-Jew, it is no longer going to be obligated in the mitzvah of mezuzah. Isn't that a problem? The same way that when I give away a field, I am now relinquishing the obligation of Truma and Meiser, so too when I give away my home, I am no longer going to be obligated in the mitzvah of mezuzah. And isn't that a problem? To which the Gemara answers, no, you are totally mistaken in your understanding of the mitzvah of mezuzah. The nature of the mitzvah is mezuzah chovas hadarhu. The mitzvah of mezuzah is only on the one who lives there. So if a Jew no longer lives in the house, there is no obligation of mezuzah at all. If a non-Jew takes over the ownership of that house, or now is the renter of that home, there is no longer a obligation of mezuzah at all, because as the Gemara terms it, mezuzah chovas hadar. Number two, we have a Gemara Maseches Pesachim. As we all know, we have a mitzvah on Erev Pesach, on Leil Arba Asar, on Erev Pesach at night. We have an obligation to check our homes, to perform the mitzvah of Bedikas Chametz. Bedikas Chametz is a mitzvah midirabanan, where the Chachamim told us that we should check our homes to make sure that we have no chametz in anticipation for the holiday of Pesach. And here the Gemara asks a fascinating question. Who has an obligation to check their home for chametz? Well, that sounds like a weird question. Obviously, the person who owns the house must check the home and make sure there's no chametz there. But now the Gemara asks, what happens in a very strange situation? I own a house, and I make up with a person that they're going to rent it for the duration of Pesach. But that rental begins on Arba Asar. That rental begins on the day before Pesach. So who has an obligation to check the house? Is it the owner of the home who was using it for the last 6 months and it's all his chametz that was left behind in the house? Does he have the obligation to check? Or is it the person who is renting the house and will be there for Yom Tov? where should there be chametz in the house, it's going to be his problem. Maybe he's the one who has the obligation to check the home that there is no chametz in there. So the question is it on the person who owns the chametz, or is it on the person who is going to be sitting with the chametz over Yom Tov? That's the Gemara's question. To which the Gemara says, why can't we prove it from the mitzvah of mezuzah? As we know, the Gemara says, if I rent a home to my friend, who has an obligation to put up a mezuzah? Is it the owner of the house that has the obligation? Or is it the renter who has an obligation? To which the Gemara says, obviously, we all know this, that the one who's renting the home has the obligation to put up the mezuzah. The owner does not have to provide a mezuzah. So why don't you prove from there that the same way the renter has to put up a mezuzah, so too the renter has to do the mitzvah bedikas chametz? To which the Gemara answers, you cannot compare these two discussions at all. When it comes to the mitzvah mezuzah, the Gemara tells us that mezuzah chovas hadar. Mezuzah is an obligation that is dependent on the person who lives there. And therefore it has nothing to do with who owns the house. As long as somebody's living there, they are the ones who have an obligation on mezuzah. If nobody's living there, or if a non-Jew is living there who doesn't have an obligation to follow the mitzvah mezuzah, obviously no mezuzah would be required. Now the question is, how far and how literally do we take this? How far do we take it when we say that mezuzah is very much dependent on the person who lives in the house? Mezuzah chovas hadar. So for example, there's a discussion in Shulchan Aruch, which side of the doorpost do you put up the mezuzah? So we all know that the practice is we put up the mezuzah on the right side going into the house. That's where we put up the mezuzah. In fact, the Shulchan Aruch says, if I mistakenly put it up on the wrong side, meaning on the left side going into the house, I would have to take it down and put it up once again, because I would not fulfill the mitzvah if I put it up on the wrong side. Now the Shulchan Aruch says, what happens if the person who owns the house, or the person who's living in the house, happens to be an iter yad? Iter yad means if somebody is a lefty. So maybe I should say this is very much dependent on the particular individual who's living in this house. Do I say that no, there's just a general rule of how we put up a mezuzah? Or do we say no, since mezuzah chovas hadar, since mezuzah is very much dependent on the person who's living in this home, therefore that leads us to say that if somebody happens to be a lefty, maybe they would put it on the other side, which is going to look very strange to us, because every other house that we've been to seems to have it on the right side, but maybe this one should be on the left. So that is a discussion, but it just speaks to this point of how literally we take this point. So Rabbi Akiva Eger writes that maybe we should take this statement of the Gemara very literally, and we should say, mezuzah chovas hadar. And that means that the only time there's an obligation to put up a mezuzah is when I'm actually in the house. But says Rabbi Akiva Eger, what would the halacha be if somebody goes out of their house during the day? Lasok ba'asakav b'shuk sha'os harbe. I go out to my office every day and there's nobody left in the house. Or sometimes he says, I leave the city. Al eza yamim. I go on vacation or I go on a business trip and I'm not going to be in my house for a couple of days. Says Rabbi Akiva Eger, it would seem, if you take this Gemara very literally, it would seem that the halacha should be, when I come back to my home, yivarech al hamitzvah, I should probably make the bracha once again on the mezuzah that is on my doorpost. Because all of that time that I was not in the house itself, maybe I was no longer obligated in the mitzvah mezuzah, and now once I re-enter, I have to make a bracha once again because it reinstates the mitzvah of mezuzah for me while I was on the vacation and I had no obligation outside of the house. Now this is a whopper of a chiddush. This is a tremendous insight that Rabbi Akiva Eger has, and he writes that each time people leave the house and the house is left empty, maybe there should be a room to argue, maybe there should be an obligation for a person to make a bracha again when they come back to the house, because after all, mezuzah chovas hadar. The only time we have an obligation to put up a mezuzah is when we are in the house, using the house, living in the house. But if we own the house and we are not using it, meaning we go away for a couple of days or a couple of hours, he writes, in the middle of the day, perhaps we should have an obligation to reaffix the mezuzah after we come back, or to make a bracha on that mezuzah once again, because there was a break in the mitzvah mezuzah from the time that we put it up to the time that we are now back and have the obligation once again. Now, I'm sure this sounds very surprising to all of you, and that is because we probably have never heard of anybody who's done this. And many, many Achronim dispute this big Chiddush of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. It is a fascinating Chiddush regardless, but many Achronim say that that is not how literally we need to take this Gemara. When the Gemara says Mezuzah Chovas Hadar, that just means the only time one has an obligation in Mezuzah is when he is living in the house. It doesn't mean every time I leave my house, I now relinquish my obligation. It just means if I move out permanently, then there's no longer a mitzvah of mezuzah. So for example, I have a vacation home somewhere, and I plan not to go there at all during the year. I'm only going to be there for the summertime. So in a case like that, you can take off the mezuzahs during the year, and whenever I go back, I put the mezuzahs back up. That's what mezuzah chovas hadar hi. Mezuzah chovas hadar means only if somebody's living in the house is there an obligation. But to take it so far as to say that if nobody's in the house, even just for a few moments, even just for a few hours, even just for a few days, to take it that far and say that we now have relinquished the obligation of mezuzah and we have no obligation any longer, that sounds like a very big chiddush, a fascinating one nonetheless. Rabbi Akiva Eiger himself says, tzarech iyun ladina, that he goes back and forth to discuss the merits of this point, and he's not exactly sure whether or not we should accept it lahalacha, but it's something interesting to be aware of nonetheless. I wish everyone a wonderful Shabbos and a safe travel back from wherever you may have gone.